The Cavalcade of America, series synopsis. The Cavalcade of America is an anthology drama series that was sponsored by the DuPont Company. It was initially broadcast on radio from 1935 until 1953, and later on television from 1952 until 1957. Originally on CBS, then later changing to NBC, the series pioneered the use of anthology drama for company audio advertising. The Cavalcade of America documented historical events, using stories of individual courage, initiative, and achievement, often with feel-good dramatizations of the human spirit's triumph against all odds. This was consistent with DuPont's overall conservative philosophy and legacy as an American company dating back to 1802. The company's motto, quote, "Maker of better things for better living through chemistry," unquote, was read at the beginning of each program, and the dramas emphasized humanitarian progress, particularly improvements in the lives of women, often through technological innovation. Martin Grams Jr. is the author of the highly acclaimed publication, The History of the Cavalcade of America, the authorized guide to the history of the popular radio television series. The 500-page book is available from all major bookstores, including Amazon.com and Borders.com. This book comes highly recommended. It serves as an invaluable resource with determining correct titles of episodes. It features an extensive episode guide. Each episode has the names of the radio actors, which allowed, in the case of repeated shows, one production to be distinguished from another. Terry Solomonson provides valuable information at his website, www.audio-classics.com, and lists the broadcast history, air dates, directors, producers, writers, music directors, commercial spokespersons, announcers, hosts, ratings, and a log. The following is quoted from his website and used with permission. This anthology program had a dual purpose in its existence: to help build a better public image of the sponsoring company, DuPont, which made large profits manufacturing gunpowder during World War I, and to dramatize the history of the United States. Very detailed research went into each script, and the overall production techniques were first rate. This program also made its appearance on television on the following networks and broadcast dates. A total of 197 30-minute programs aired on NBC from October 1, 1952 until September 2, 1953, Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. ABC, September 29, 1953 until June 21, 1955, Tuesdays, 7:30 p.m. ABC, September 6, 1955 until June 4, 1957, Tuesdays, at 9:30 p.m. Sponsor background information. Eleuthère Irénée DuPont de Nemours works as an apprentice in chemist Antoine Lavoisier's laboratory at Assens, France, at the age of 16. DuPont quickly gathers expertise in the manufacturing of gunpowder. On July 19, 1802, after moving from France, E.I. DuPont purchases property on the Brandywine River in Delaware and begins construction on his own powder manufacturing plant, Eleutherian Mills. His company, with 18 shares of stock valued at $2,000 each, is capitalized at $36,000. On May 1, 1804, he begins the manufacture and sale of gunpowder. Not until 1904 does the company branch out into non-gunpowder-related areas. Between 1915 and 1918, DuPont supplies 1.5 billion pounds of military explosives to the Allied forces, and an additional 40 million pounds of dynamite and blasting powder to domestic American industries. DuPont begins entry into the dye industry and rayon processes between 1917 and 1920. The 1930s is witness to the development of synthetic rubber and early nylon. 1937 was the introduction of safety glass for the automobile industry. During World War II, the company produces 4.5 billion pounds of military explosives, along with nylon for parachutes, tents, and ropes. 1952 DuPont develops Mylar polyester film, which has many uses, including recording tape, which we all have used in our OTR collections. In the 1960s, they helped produce spacesuits for our astronauts. The 1970s saw the development of bullet-resistant Kevlar for the military and police agencies. The current files that comprise the Cavalcade of America series consists of 745 episodes. The episode entitled CALV 3510-06-000, No Turning Back, is 60 minutes in length and sponsored by Bell Telephone. It may have been an audition recording. No other information is known about it. The remaining 744 episodes contain 405 new encodes, exclusively for this version. 29 episodes are from cassette and 376 from reel-to-reel. All encodes were done by David Oxford. Many volunteers assisted with the noise reduction, etc., that were used on the files. The new encodes were compared to their existing counterparts and used only if they were judged sonically superior. Many new encodes could not improve upon the existing MP3s and were discarded. Nearly all of the remaining 339 episodes are MP3s supplied from the Old Time Radio Purchasing Group. Because of the large size of the series, a 64K BPS 44 kHz encoding rate was chosen for the WAV files. All MP3s at 128/44 were converted to 64/44. There was no audible difference to the volunteer, David Oxford, who did this conversion. All files were time-corrected using the NBC chimes if they were present. If not present, the ear of the listener and, quote, best guess, unquote, was used. There were many repeated episodes of Cavalcade, usually with a very similar cast. In many cases, the proper title could only be determined by listening to the credits and consulting Martin Graham's book. There were many mistitled episodes. The First Line Wiki will make identification possible in most cases. Transcribed first lines are available at www.otrr.org/PMWiki/first lines/homepage. There are several very poor-sounding episodes in this set, regardless of the encoding. There are still many 48K BPS and 32K BPS episodes in this series that do not have a better-sounding replacement. At least the 24K BPS and even 16K BPS encodes have been replaced. If you have a better-sounding recording than what you find here, please contact Ed Selhorst. That's ed_selhorst @yahoo.com or David Oxford, davido@centrytel.net. We'll be happy to replace our recording with yours. The Cavalcade of America radio program, sponsored by DuPont, has 781 episodes, plus the audition episode by Bell Telephone. The OTRR certified files consists of 745 files, 744 episodes of the series, plus the audition episode. There are a total of 37 missing episodes. 14 episodes missing are supposedly available in collectors' hands. 17 episodes are considered lost. 5 episodes are uncirculated. And 1 episode was never broadcast. It is believed that several of the uncirculated episodes may soon become available. Some of the missing episodes may be found. The lost will likely remain lost, and the never broadcast will forever remain unbroadcast. For the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, your announcer, Colin Campbell.